Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, May 19th, 2009. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We've prepared this message and are now sharing it on a beautiful, beautiful Tuesday morning here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, USA, where we live. Today's message is simply titled, Woe, and is based upon a scripture verse from Isaiah 5, verse 20.
Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter.
Last night I listened to the news and heard a minister from inner city York, a small city about 20 miles from us, which is plagued with violence, particularly gang-related. In fact, on Mother's Day they had a shooting of a little girl that's made quite a bit of news. The ministers described the disturbing social conditions in the city that leads to so much unrest and violence. He spoke of the family breakdown as the core of the problem. He stated that the role of grandmothers had been a stabilizing influence in the past when there were absentee or abusive parents. But now, many grandmothers are in their late 20s and have no interest in taking on a grandmotherly identity, much less providing a secure, nurturing setting for their grandchildren. Well, they're still caught up in the sinful, unstable circumstances due to their own wrong choices, and they themselves are very needy.
Among the signs of our culture's moral downfall is the failure to uphold the Creator's standards, which has led to great confusion as to what constitutes evil. We see this in the current muddy position of many in regard to terrorists. Are these evil, wicked, murderous terrorists really martyrs, which traditionally and biblically is a noble outcome? Or are they freedom fighters, which again sounds like a good thing? Surely not.
Well, the slide into decadence continues, in fact, at an ever-hastening pace, it seems. And the notion of determining morality by majority has always failed. I've long had a concern regarding the strategy of the pro-life and traditional marriage position, both of which Brooksine and I hold, in appealing to opinion polls. Will abortion or alternative arrangements of marriage become, quote, good, end quote, when the opinion polls indicate a majority favorite? Surely not.
We consider how many moral changes have come about simply by majority ruling. The words of Paul in Colossians 2:8 give us a very wise caution that we should pay close attention to. You probably, if you read this a lot, see this scripture a lot in our writings, but
it's one of your favorites.
It is. I've quoted it so many times. See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the basic principles of this world rather than on Christ.
Well, consider biblical history in regard to this issue of the majority. First of all, a majority gathered around the golden calf when Moses was up on the mountain.
A majority sided with the prophets of Baal in Elijah's epic contest.
A majority bowed before Nebuchadnezzar's image when the three Hebrew young men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, stood firm for God.
And a majority cried out, "Crucify him."
What a powerful message in our daily text. Isaiah's woe is a timeless woe. Now, woe is a literal transliteration of the Hebrew. In other words, it's an expression that sounds the same in Hebrew or English or any language, kind of like hallelujah. But woe is also an onomatopoeia, which is when the formation of a word imitates the natural sound associated with the object or action involved. Consider the sounds of deep, painful wailing. Woe is an exclamation of pain and grief as our culture drifts farther and farther from its biblical moorings. We see the truth of Isaiah's proclamation, but do we also feel his exclamation of woe?
And I know we don't have this in our notes, but I think also sometimes that woe could say, slow down, consider, take a look. Yes. What is the source of this woe? The Bible says those who call evil good and good evil. Biblical morality is turned on its head, not only in Isaiah's cultural setting, but also in our lifetime. Sometimes we are stunned by what the courts rule in favor of when it is so contrary to the right and wrong we were taught as children and was once commonly believed by believers and non-believers alike. But today, much of what is evil is called good, and what is good is called evil.
Today, let us, as God's people, remain faithful to the perspective that God gives us through the inspiration of the Holy Scriptures. As unpopular or intolerant or socially insensitive or politically incorrect it may sound in today's tested and approved vernacular, let us continue to call evil, evil. Brookstein's adds an interesting thought. Add the letter D to the word evil and we have devil, of course. Perhaps that's why many who no longer believe in the devil also like to refrain from using this word, since the devil, of course, is the very embodiment of evil.
When we soft-pedal the meaning of evil, we also water down the meaning of sin. It is rather common now to hear Christians, when referring to a sinful act, they might say, "I made a mistake," or "I used poor judgment." Well, that's true, but James puts it much more bluntly. He says, "Therefore, to one who knows the right thing to do and does not do it, to him it is a sin." I believe God is pleased when we come to him to confess our sins and when we readily admit to another that we have sinned against them.
Thank God there is a remedy for evil. We need to call it what it is, but then realize that God's grace is greater than our sin. It's greater than evil. Fanny Crosby excludes no one when she wrote in her great hymn, "To God Be the Glory." The vilest offender who truly believes that moment from Jesus a pardon receives. Frank Bottom, in a classic hymn not nearly as well known, but one that is so rich in theology, the song, "The Comforter Has Come." Marvel that he who was once a child of hell should in his image shine. And William Cowper describes the fountain of sinless, life-giving blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins in the powerful, powerful hymn, "There is a fountain filled with blood." He describes it like this: "The dying thief rejoiced to see that fountain in his day, and there may I, though vile as he, wash all my sins away. A fountain will be open to cleanse them from sin." May God help us all to turn to that fountain, turn to Christ in his blood today, repent of our sins, and accept the wonderful provision of his salvation.
Let's pray together. Father, how grateful we are that your grace is so much greater than our sin. Our spiritual burden is lightened when we ponder the scripture, "Where sin abounds, grace doth much more abound." We do not want to be overcome by evil, but we want to overcome evil with good. And the way that we can do this is to absorb, maintain, and uphold the scriptural understanding of good and evil. We pray against authorities, personalities, and persuasive rhetoric that tempts us to compromise or water down the truths we learn from Scripture. The contrasts of light versus darkness, good versus evil, the spiritual nature versus the sinful nature are abundant in Scripture. May the guiding light by which we live our lives in these evil days be the light of your holy word. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brookstein, for sharing that prayer with us, leading us in the prayer. And we do pray that God would deliver us from evil and to be the people of light in this dark world. Well, this is the message that we are sharing on Tuesday morning, May 19th, 2009. Regardless of when you may happen to be listening to it, we share that because we always remind you that we place this message up on the web along with some supplemental links, some photos, some music links, some additional thoughts often, including today an interesting poll recently taken that just reflects how by age group the definition of evil varies. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. Again, this is the message for Tuesday, May 19th, 2009. What a blessing to serve the living Lord today. May God give us all strength to stand faithful and firm in the midst of the evil that is around us. Have a blessed day.